History Game Changers. The 1968 Olympics Black Power Salute. It's 1968, and Mexico City has the Olympic Games. In the 200-meter race, American Tommy Smith takes gold, Australian Peter Norman takes silver, and American John Carlos wins the bronze. Smith and Carlos had both been involved in the organization of the Olympic Project for Human Rights. They decided to use their achievements to take a stand. When they were on the podium receiving their medals, Smith and Carlos had had no shoes on and were wearing black socks. Each of them wore one black glove. Smith wore a scarf, and Carlos wore beads. Then, when the American national anthem began, they raised their fists in a black power salute and bowed their heads. The socks symbolized black poverty, while the scarf and beads represented victims of lynching. Peter Norman, the Australian athlete, supported them in their act of defiance. He wore a badge for the Olympic Project for Human Rights, both to stand in solidarity with Smith and Carlos, and to protest against racism and racist government policies in Australia. Norman even came up with a suggestion that Smith and Carlos each wear one of the same pair of gloves after one of them forgot their pair. This protest by three Olympic stars against segregation, discrimination, and racism was immediately condemned very heavily. The crowd started jeering when they realized what was happening. Smith and Carlos were ejected from the games, suspended from the U.S. Olympic team, and blacklisted from the sport. When they arrived back in the USA, they were tracked by the FBI, and they even received death threats. Avery Brundage, president of the International Olympic Committee at the time, described the protest as an insult to the Mexican hosts and a disgrace to the United States. Peter Norman was also heavily criticized upon his return to Australia. He was suspended from the 1972 Olympics in Munich and lost the best years of his sporting career. He never returned to the sport. The Australian government didn't apologize for the treatment that Norman received until 2012, 6 years after his death. At Norman's funeral, Smith and Carlos had been pallbearers. You can now see a statue representing this moment in the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. It displays Smith, Norman, and Carlos as they were there on the podium that day.